This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Happy 4th of July, everybody! Yeah, I know, we still have a few days to prep for all those barbecues and parades and fireworks. But meantime, let's hear some thoughts from you about financial independence.
My name is Roger Walker. I'm from Brunswick, Maine. And my definition of financial independence is something that my father taught me when I was fairly young. Essentially, he would say, you're rich when you're not worried about your well-being or your children's financial well-being, but you're more interested in the third generation, your grandchildren's financial well-being.
Yeah, my name is David Knudsen. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and my idea of financial independence is knowing that I can buy ice cream for my daughters when I'd like to give them a treat. They're just not having to worry about having something a little special now and then.
My name is Jordan. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, originally from Israel. Financial independence for me means that you can wake up in the morning and really think about what you want to do with your days.
I'm Daniel Snow from Salt Lake City, Utah. Well, financial independence is being able to pay your rent or your mortgage, eating enough healthy food, and building your savings without using credit cards.
My name is Shane Jordan from Birmingham, Alabama. And when I think of financial independence, I think of having savings enough to retire, having a house that's paid for, as well as college savings for my children.
I'm Kevin Newman from New Paltz, New York. Financial independence would be being the 1%, or at least not being in the precariat. That is such a precarious situation that it feels like the rug is going to be pulled out from underneath me every 5 minutes.
My name is Gail. I'm from Houston, and my idea of financial independence is own, don't owe. When I was 6, my mother always said, don't spend more than you make. 50 years later, everything else still applies. I'm self-employed. I paid off my mortgage about 10 years ago, and I did that by paying each month toward the principal. I use credit cards for everything that I buy. I pay my balance off at the end of the month. I have no debt, manage my own retirement accounts, and plan on living happily ever after.
My name's Beth, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Financial independence means that I am able to make the decisions in my life rather than having money or not enough money make the decisions about what I get to do or have.
My name is Ruzbe, and I live in Santa Monica, California. To me, being financially independent means picking up the check when I go out to eat with my mom or dad. I say this because growing up, I was always hesitant or felt guilty when accepting money from my parents. This was particularly true when I was aware that the family was going through a period of financial strain. What I wasn't cognizant of, however, was that my parents were constantly investing in me. So, when I get the opportunity to treat mom or dad to a meal, it's also a chance to discuss my future goals and show them that I'm on sound financial footing. Hopefully, they'll see that their investment is beginning to pay off.